It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. This is the day we get to hear Hector Olivero, the organist, over at Negri's Music Shop. Remember this? But before that, I'd like you to see something outside. Do you remember the old car that I have? Well, I have it with me today, and I'd like you to see the seat belts inside. I don't think I showed them to you before. Here they are. See the seat belt? I'll show you how I put it on. Whenever you ride in the car, you use seat belt, don't you? See, it snaps like that. And the seat belt is to hold you back so that if you have a sudden stop, you won't hit your head here. I'm not going to go anywhere. I just wanted to show you that. Do you remember the rumble seat in this car? Right back here it is. It's called the rumble seat.
Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. I just stopped by to see if you remember about Hector Olivero being at the Negri's Music Shop today.
Yes, are you going to go?
Well, I'd like to, but I have so many deliveries, plus I have a big pickup to make today, so I can't go.
I see. Well, would you like to use my car for some of your deliveries and pickup?
Well, that's a grand idea. I could put the pickup and deliveries right back here. I have a very large one today.
Well, so I'm planning to walk over to to Negri's Music Shop. So
well, already, I'll just put some of these back
here.
You're
welcome to borrow.
I'll leave my bike here already.
Certainly.
I'll just be about 20 minutes.
Just well, that'll be good time.
Some of these right here.
They seem very busy.
Busy day, always busy. McFeely's Delivery Service.
I think you know how it works.
Do you have the keys?
Yes, I do.
Alrighty.
Right there.
Okay, now let me see here.
And here's the seat belt.
Okay, I'll put the...
Just comes down like that, and then you snap it in there.
You'll snap it, then put the key in.
That's right.
Okay, I'm snapped in. Now for the key.
All set?
Let me see here. Let's okay. Get started.
There you go.
Well, almost.
Good. There it is.
Okay.
Put in gear. Have a
okay.
Good time.
Good day. Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
I think I'll go in and call Joe Negri. See if it's a good time to come. Then we could go right over if it is. Mr. McFeely has driven my car before, so he knows how to do it. Hello, Debbie. Fred Rogers. Wondered if this might be a good time to come to hear Hector Olivero. Anytime today. Good. All right. We'll be over very shortly. Okay. Would you tell Joe for me? Thank you. Bye-bye. Said anytime today. So we'll just go now to Negri's Music Shop. Come along. Here's a big sign, like our little one. Only on this one, it says, today at Negri's. Organist Hector Olivero, today at Negri's. Let's go hear him, okay? Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Good.
Hi, Mrs. Gray.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Come to hear organist Hector Oliveira.
Good, go right in.
Thanks so much.
Fred.
Yeah. I'm Fred Rogers.
Hector Oliveira.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Oliveira.
Very nice meeting you.
Well, we've really been interested to hear you play.
We've been having a marvelous time. He plays so well.
Well, you know, yesterday, Mr. McFeely brought us by that little tape of part of the Bach fugue. Is it Fugue à la Gigue?
Fugue à la Gigue. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wondered if you might play that for my friend.
Sure.
And me.
Magnificent, really beautiful. Just
thank you. You must have been playing almost all your life, have you?
Well, since I was 3 years old.
3 years old.
Yes.
And who helped you with your
My
music?
Father, he was an organist, and we had a little pump organ, harmonium, at home, and he used to pump the organ and sit me on his knees, and I used to do my practicing when I was 3 years old.
3 years old on your dad's knees, and he would pump it for you.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? But now, you use your feet for other things than pumping.
He certainly does. He not only has beautiful technique with his hands, but with his feet. Could you do something, Hector, for Fred with your feet?
I'll show him a little bit of, you know, the flight of the bumblebee?
I've heard it, yes.
Okay, and this is how you can do it with the pedals.
With the pedals?
With the pedals. Hector, you use the toe and the heel.
Yes, because many times you can play chords with your feet, just like you do with your hands, for an instance, like this.
marvelous.
That's by using the toes and the heel.
Oh, my goodness.
I have an idea. I think something Fred would enjoy. You know that good feeling song that you played earlier today?
Oh.
Would you do that, a little bit of that for him?
Sure.
I think he would really like your treatment of it.
It's my favorite song, too.
You're a marvelous musician.
You know, I could just listen to you playing all day long. Are there some times that you just like to play by yourself, just to hear the organist?
Yes, I do that many a times. I spend hours and hours just playing for myself, like playing concerts for myself.
And I wonder how many hours you practice every day.
Well, about 4 hours on average, sometimes three, sometimes five, including Sundays.
Every day, Hector.
Every day.
And then you go all over the world playing concerts.
Yes, I do enjoy trying to give somebody else, bring happiness to the music.
Well, it's obvious that you do
certainly
that.
Do that, Hector.
Where were you born, Hector?
I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
In Argentina. And you came to Negri's Music Shop today, and we're mighty glad to have met you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank
you,
Joe.
I'm going to stay here and enjoy the music.
I guess so.
I'm going to stay here all day. Bye.
Wow, isn't he great?
Oh, he is wonderful.
I could
just listen to him all day long. I hope you'll hear Mr. Oliveira, fine organist. Those pedals he plays and those buttons that he pushes to change the tone, you can see how he has to practice so many hours. Let's make believe that that great big frisbee is still in the neighborhood of make believe. King Friday could be talking to handyman Negri at the castle as the trolley goes by. There's the trolley.
Trolley,
very fine. Now, I have three things for you to do within the next several minutes, Handyman Negri.
At your service, sire.
The first thing is to give this fine photograph...
Yes, sir.
...of me to the platypus family, so they can take it on their trip, remembering what they are missing while they are away.
Yes, sire. Yes, sir.
Yes. The second thing is to measure that huge frisbee over there, you know, beyond the tree.
Yes, sir.
I want to know exactly how large it is.
All right.
Well, here is
yes.
The yardstick.
Very well, sir. Measure frisbee.
Yes, that's the second thing.
All right.
Now, the third thing is to find out what Lady Elaine Fairchild is doing. I'm hearing reports about her.
What Lady Elaine is doing?
Yes.
Very well, sir. Anything else?
Those are the three things. Farewell, handyman.
Farewell, King Friday. Mm. Deliver the photo. Measure the frisbee. And find out what Lady Elaine is doing. I think I'll come back and do this later, but first I'll go over to the platypuses. Hi, friends.
Hi, Handyman Negri. We're just about to leave, and it's so exciting.
Oh, it certainly is. I have a gift for you from King Friday.
Oh, a gift? Well, what is it?
Well,
a photo of the king.
Yes, sir. He would like you to take it with you so that you can remember us while you're away.
Oh, well, we can remember people without a picture of them.
Well, how can you do that?
Well, just think about them.
Oh, of course. I'll just put it here, Dr. Bill. How's that?
Of course. Well, do thank the King Friday for us, will you?
I certainly will, Dr. Bill.
Appreciate
that. Oh, by the way, how are you going to get to Westwood?
Oh, well, I thought we'd probably go, this way right over here now.
Dr. Bill, no, I meant, are you going by car or by walking or...
I see. Well, we thought we'd walk part of the way, and then we'd swim part of the way, and then the frogs are going to pick us up in their car at the end of the river.
Oh, they're going to pick you up in their car, huh?
Aye.
Well, be sure to fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, that's just what Lady Elaine said.
She even gave us some seatbelts in case we should meet a giant along the way.
A giant?
Oh, yes, she's concerned about giants all of a sudden.
Well, I'm going to find out about that. But first, I have to go over and measure that big frisbee over there.
Oh, I think that's one of the reasons Lady Elaine is thinking so much about giants right now.
Oh. Well, you have a good trip, and be sure to call us if you need any help.
Oh, we'll be back next week.
And we'll be thinking about you.
Hey, well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Cheerio.
All right. Okay. Well, that takes care of the photo delivered. Let's see here. That's three, and that's about 6 feet.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
Oh,
good thing you aren't a giant. Are you prepared in case a giant should come? I mean, it could be any minute.
Lady Elaine, what are you talking about?
You've seen that giant frisbee over there, haven't you?
Yes, in fact, it measures about 6 feet, to be exact.
6 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a person would have to be 87 feet himself to be able to throw it. You see, I'm sure he's about to come. Beware!
Oh, Lady Elaine, now, come on. Easy does it. Easy now.
No, easy nothing. Best thing for you to do is to take one of my handy seat belts. The minute you see the giant, you can attach yourself to your house, and then the giant would have to take the whole house in order to get you. I'll get you one.
All right.
Right there it is.
Lady Elaine, where are you getting all these ideas?
That Barbara Boomerang Frisbee.
Yeah, but she doesn't hurt people.
She wouldn't let me win at the Frisbee throw. How could I ever win with a giant Frisbee?
Well, I'm going to find her and just see what she has in mind with that six-foot thing over there. I mean, you can't throw it in this neighborhood, that's for sure. It just wouldn't be safe.
Now you're talking, Negri. Nobody would win with that big thing.
Well, I'm not thinking about winning. I mean, I'm thinking about people being safe, you know what I mean? Now, where is she?
I don't know. She just pops up like a bad weed.
Well, I'll find her someplace.
Well, keep your seatbelt just in case.
The only thing I need seatbelts for, Lady Elaine, is for cars and airplanes, you know what I mean? But thanks anyway. And as far as giants, I'm not afraid of them. They're only pretend.
Well, it's here if you need it.
Okay. That looks like the platypuses are gone.
Well, Handyman Negri?
Oh, King Friday, you startled me.
Did you complete your three assignments?
Yes, sir. I delivered the photo to the platypuses, and now they are on their way to Westwood.
With the photo?
Oh, I imagine so, King Friday, although they did say that they can remember us without the photo.
Well, how?
Well, by just thinking about us, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, did you measure the giant frisbee?
Yes, sir, I did, and it measures about...
6 feet.
How's that, sir? Oh, it's you. I've been looking for you.
Well, here I am.
Barbara B. Frisbee, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Well, what do you think of the giant frisbee?
Well, is it meant to be a joke?
Oh, far from a joke. Wait till tomorrow and you'll find out.
See what I told you? See what I told you? Beware, everyone. The giant is about to arrive. Beware, beware.
Oh, a giant. Come on, Fairchild.
Yeah, it's well.
Hi, Trolley.
Tomorrow, you say.
Tomorrow.
We'll
yes,
know.
Just wait
yes.
and see.
Do you suppose Lady Elaine is feeling very, very small compared to her notion of a giant? I remember so well how big my mother and dad seemed to me when I was a young boy. Oh, I used to look up at them. They seemed so very tall. And when I got grown up, they didn't seem so big. No, I grew up to be about as big as they were. I have some things I'd like to show you in the kitchen. Just about such things as that. Now, here's a person. And if that person were standing beside this house, that person would really look big. But if he were standing beside this house, he wouldn't look very big, would he? In fact, it would be just about the right size for him. Now, what if he were standing beside this clock? And he looked big? But if he were standing beside this clock, see, he looks smaller. Beside a big chair, he looks small. But beside a tiny chair, He looks like a giant. I just wanted you to see things like that. In fact, you could make up things like that with pictures in magazines and all. I want to give the fish some food. Oh, that must be Mr. McFeely. Sounds like my horn. Coming, Mr. McFeely. How did you do?
Oh, that was a great help. And there are your keys. I made all my deliveries, especially the big one. I put it right in there.
Good.
But I have one more small one I can do in my bicycle.
Oh, I'll put it right here for you then.
Okay, well, thank you again.
Glad the old car could be of help to you.
It certainly was.
Oh, we had a great time over at Negri's. I hope you can hear Mr. Oliveira sometime.
I hope so, too. Well, I'll just say speedy delivery. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Thanks again.
Come in. Well, we had lots that we did together today, you and I. And we'll have more things to do together tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. Very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.